A recent UBC survey studied recipients who took part in BC's 2023 e-bike rebate program with results showing sustained mobility, improved physical health and greater financial savings. UBC's lead researcher and associate professor, Dr. Alex Baghazi, surveyed over 1,000 participants who took part in the program that offered rebates of $350 to $1,400 depending on household income. Results were generally positive across the board, with over half of respondents claiming they wouldn't have bought an e-bike at all if it weren't for the rebate program. Rebates had a big impact on purchase decisions, and that people use their e-bikes quite a bit, even up to a year later, Baghazi said. The survey confirms that not only did lower-income households buy e-bikes, but they did not stop riding them. Our study found income-based rebates made sustainable travel an attractive option for many people who were not previously cycling. Although e-bikes became popular amidst BC's rebate program, respondents did not get rid of their vehicle and used the e-bike as more of a complement to their vehicle. 40% of sustained e-bike use displaced car travel, Baghazi said. People used their e-bikes for a wide range of purposes, including for exercise and leisure, as well as commuting, shopping and errands. The survey discovered that people increased their e-bike use by an average of 40 kilometers per week and reduced their motor vehicle use by 17 kilometers per week after 1 year, according to a September 23 UBC report. Riders saved about a 12% reduction in travel costs on average, which has added up to more than $2 million in travel costs annually, Baghazi said. Saved travel costs include gas, wear and tear on tires, oil changes and mechanical failure. The study also confirmed that the provincial-wide rebate was a success for local business and generated more money going out than it did coming in. Financially, we saw the amount of business activity it created was larger than the investment from the province through e-bikes, purchases and bicycle retailers. The UBC report found that for every $6.5 million for government rebates issued, the program generated approximately $8.7 million in retail sales. The study showed that suburban areas such as Surrey or Maple Ridge were examples of areas that benefited the most from the rebate compared to popular citywide bike adoption in areas such as Vancouver or Burnaby. One interesting thing is we found that the rebates were actually most effective in suburban areas where conventional cycling was less attractive. Results also found that riders kept biking just because they enjoyed the experience, regardless of the cost efficiency or the sustained mobility. Recipients of the rebate just kept riding because it was fun for them. We found that after a year, they were still biking a lot. And it wasn't just because they were saving money, it was because they actually just had a good time. And that was a big change for them from kind of the commute being something that you had to do versus actually an enjoyable part of the day. Baghazi confirmed the study saw a big net reduction in greenhouse gas emissions even after accounting for battery production and manufacturing costs. He also suggested BC should switch the program to individual-based income from a household-based income, so that rebates are given to applicants to more accurately represent their income status. Quite a number of low-income individuals who lived in fairly high-income households were getting the largest rebate.